Chapter 16. Witness interview continued. Is there anything more specific you could tell me about the perpetrator?
You mean the bank robber?
Yes.
So why not just say that instead?
Is there anything more specific you could tell me about the bank robber?
Like what?
Do you remember anything about his appearance?
God, that's such a superficial question. You've got a really sick binary view of gender, yeah?
I'm sorry? Can you tell me anything else about the person?
You don't have to use perverted commas for that.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to say that I do. Can you tell me anything about the bank robber's appearance? For instance, was the bank robber a short bank robber or a tall bank robber?
Look, I don't describe people by their height. That's really excluding. I mean, I'm short, and I know that can give a lot of tall people a complex.
I'm sorry?
Tall people have feelings too, you know.
Okay. Fine. Then I can only apologize again. Let me rephrase the question. Did the bank robber look like the sort of bank robber who might have a complex?
Why are you rubbing your eyebrows like that? It's really creepy.
I'm sorry. What was your first impression of the bank robber?
Okay. My first impression was that the bank robber seemed to be a complete moron.
I'll interpret that as suggesting that it's perfectly okay to have a binary attitude to intelligence.
What?
Nothing. On what did you base your assumption that the bank robber was a moron?
I was handed a note saying, "Give me 6,500 kroner." Who the hell would rob a bank for 6,500? You rob banks to get 10 million, something like that. If all you want is 6,500 exactly, there must be some very special reason. Mustn't there.
I have to confess that I hadn't thought of it like that.
You should think more. Have you ever thought about that?
I'll do my best. Can I ask you to take a look at this sheet of paper and tell me if you recognize it?
This? Looks like a kid's drawing. And what's it supposed to be, anyway?
I think that's a monkey and a frog and a horse.
That's not a horse. That's an elk.
Do you think? All my colleagues have guessed either a horse or a giraffe.
Hang on, I just got a flash in my bud.
No, stay focused now, London. So you think this is an elk? Hello? Put your phone down and answer the question.
Yes!
Sorry?
At last! At last!
I don't understand.
They are getting divorced.